US President Donald Trump has repeated his threat to impose a 100% tariff on foreign movies. Posting on Truth Social today, he says he will impose the tariff on any and all movies that are made outside of the United States. The international film industry, including here in Aotearoa, was caught off guard when Mr. Trump first mentioned the tariffs in May, but he has still not specified when or how the tariff could be enacted. Economist Eric Crampton is with me now. Hi there. What do we know about this tariff and why he's doing it, or do we know any more than what we did?
I don't think we know any more than we knew in May when he first put up this idea. His post on Truth Social today was pretty much very similar to what he had put up back in May, saying that he's mad about international film subsidies. He sees those as stealing jobs from Americans, and that's why he wants to put 100% tariffs on films. Had he been serious about it, I would have expected there to have been a little bit more detail. It's possibly impossible to set tariffs on movies in this way. They're an imported service. Normally, tariffs are on goods. So goods get held up at the border. They go into a customs impound. You pay your duties. They get released. There are giant tariff documents that run to 98 chapters, each of which can have hundreds or thousands of lines specifying exactly what each kind of good is that's going to be tariffed and the tariff on it. There is nothing like that at all for services. And movies are just really downloaded. So it's not that you're transporting a physical film from one place to another. Instead, it's digital files that live in the cloud. It would be very difficult to see how he could set a tariff in the normal sense.
Yeah, they're not going to like hold Meryl Streep at the customs, are they?
No. If I were in his spot and trying to achieve this, I would be asking the U.S. Trade Representative to be looking at Section 301 investigations of specific countries' film subsidy regimes, and then trying to figure out a fee that I could put on to undo some of the damage caused by specific foreign subsidy regimes. But that's nothing like a 100% across-the-board tariff on all foreign films, which is what he says he wants, and it'd be subject to litigation in any case. And it's really hard even conceptually to think about this because movies are intensely international. There'll be bits of production done all over the world. Some governments subsidize some parts, other governments don't, and then it all mushes together and gets released out of a U.S. distributor. So figuring out how to tariff this would be difficult. What I see here, though, is a potential opportunity, and it's the one that we had back in May. So remember that New Zealand does have a lot of international film subsidies. The last budget said that we're going to be spending about $1.1 billion over a five-year period subsidizing international film productions. Now, the big reason that we do this is that everybody else does it. So if we stopped, then productions that would happen here would shift to Ireland or the UK or Canada or Australia. Mm. New Zealand could try to get an international agreement with the other large subsidizing countries to say, you know what, President Trump, actually on this one, fair cop, the subsidy regimes aren't very fair, and we will agree that we're all going to scale these down over time, like maybe give it a 3-5 year window. And then instead of us all competing with each other to see who can give the most money to Hollywood, we could instead put tax money to the health system and police and defense and everything else that seems valuable.
Interesting. It sounds quite complicated. Thank you very much. That's economist Eric Crampton talking about the likelihood of Donald Trump's 100% tariff on movies threat.